Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is the county manager, Dave Petrin. He's with us right now. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking the time and joining us today.
Oh, happy to do it. Listen, I'm on the front page of the paper saying we need a tax increase, so I figure I'll give you a shot like everybody else.
I think that's a good idea to try and answer some of the questions.
Of course.
All right? Now, first, before we get into this and why it's needed, if I remember a couple of years ago, right, maybe right before you took over as manager, that the county, what was it, $400 million in debt?
Correct. Yeah, in 2012, the county was handed, this is the new home rule form of government,
right,
and we took over from the commissioners in 2012. We were handed a $468 million worth of debt.
Right, okay. So here we are, 2018. Now you're putting together the 2019 budget. How are we doing with handling that debt?
Well, I'm proud to say that I'm the only county manager in the state that brags about being just under $300 million in debt. So we're at the end of 2018, the county debt will be at $280 million, meaning we've paid off close to about almost $200 million in the space of home rule in the space of these last 7 years.
What's the difference? What are you doing differently than our past form of government to erase so much of the debt?
Well, I think a lot of it is that we have a budget and we stick to it. What happened in the past in the commissioner form of government, at the end of every year, and you look over these borrowings, it just makes you frustrated. At the end of every year, they would say, we need $20 million to get us through to the end of the year, and we need $14 million next year at the end of every mm-hmm. year. And, you know, those things start adding up. And then when you do that every single year, the banks are not going to give you great credit ratings because, you know, obviously you're not living within your budgets. And then so the interest started racking up. So we in the space of home rule, we've only had one borrowing in the past 7 years, and that was for an energy savings project that will hopefully reduce our energy savings costs because we got things like new boilers and those types of things. So, listen, we pay off the debt that we have. The debt continually has to be paid off until 2029. It's not something that we're thrilled about, but we live with it, and we pay it off every single year. And we don't take these things lightly.
All right. You're quoted as saying the proposed new budget is a sustainable budget with a tax increase of 3%. What does that mean to the average homeowner or property owner?
Well, first off, I mean, Rob, nobody gets into this business to raise taxes, all right? Nobody says, boy, I can't wait to be involved as a public servant and get involved in government to raise taxes. So we don't do these things lightly. This is a very difficult decision that we have to make, and my proposal is a 3% tax increase. That means for every parcel in Luzerne County that has $100,000 on it, that's assessed $100,000, it's $18 in additional county taxes that individual will pay. $1.50 a month, whatever is what it breaks down to for that 3%. And really what that comes down to is we have to continue to build on what we've done here. We've had some great strides here. We've paid off all this debt, and we are now out of a deficit. We are into a surplus area here in Luzerne County, and we're finally doing the right things for the right reasons and getting our budgets in line. But we're not out of it the woods yet. The 2017 budget, we just did our audit, we came within 0.1% of the budget, meaning that county council said, this is your budget, Mr. Pedro, you stick in it, and we came within 0.1% of that. That's like having a $50,000 budget to run your household and coming in at $49,950. We were right on it, and that we're in that same location for 2018. So we're at the point right now where, like, okay, we have to build off of these things, and unfortunately things go up, and we do have to have a tax increase from time to time.
In your estimation, outside of trying to pay off the debt, what's our biggest expenditure? What do we pay the most money out?
Well, there's a lot. Obviously, listen, the debt is a large portion. $26 million goes right out the cost from there. I mean, I have a $140 million budget here in Luzerne County. $26 million of it is for debt. $30 million of it is to run the prison. So that's $56 million, and we haven't even turned the lights on in the courthouse yet. When you start adding in, cost of county employees and what we need to be doing, we have a workforce of just over 1,500 individuals that work for the county. And the county is a huge area. I mean, you can fit the state of Rhode Island within Luzerne County. It's 320,000 citizens. So we have to provide services, and we're happy to do those things. But the $30 million prison, our retirement, the pensions, like every other municipality in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and really across the nation have to work with our pension issues. Those pensions are going up $570,000 next year.
How much?
$570,000. So we're talking about that's a $9 million that go out for pensions every single year. Our health care costs go up a little bit next year. And, we have some major issues that as we move forward. But, we got all these little things start adding up. And we did take the opportunity in 2019 budget to fix some of the revenues that we never were able to fix in the past.
David, I'm going to have to ask you to hold on for a second because we have some business to do. Could you do that?
Of course.
All right, we will. We're talking with County Manager Dave Pedry of Luzerne County about the new budget for 2019 that he's proposing. And it's 4:46. I'm Rob Neihard. We're talking with Luzerne County Manager Dave Pedry about the budget for 2019 that's being proposed. And Dave, first of all, thanks for hanging on. Before we broke, one of the things we're talking about, the expenditures, and of course, something that really sets people on fire when you talk about pensions.
Sure.
And the money that has to go to pay pensions. So, I mean, people are making all kind of comments, okay? So I'll just ask the question, is there anything that can be done about the high cost of pensions, such as putting them in 401s or doing something else?
So we looked at this from the county side of things, and we would love to be able to move people to do it. But however, we have our hands tied by the county tax law, which states that we have to have pensions, and those have to be available to county employees. We can look to do something like a 401k, but only if the pension fund is 100% funded. Mm-hmm. At the time, we're currently about 72% funded in our pension plan here in Luzerne County, and we're happy to be at 72% funded. I see some other places at 50 and sometimes 30%, some scary numbers. But these pensions were promises that were made to county employees that they're going to be there, and unfortunately, those costs go up. It's a frustrating thing for me as a manager because last year, in 2017, we had a surplus based upon one of our bond refinancing, and we double paid our pension payment. In the past, the county commissioners decided to just worry about a pension payment next year, roll it over into the next year, which was a disaster and caused an incredible amount of loss of interest and those types of things. Mm-hmm. So we double paid the pension in 2017, and we're paying this year's bills with this year's money, which is great, but it still means we still have to continually put more and more money into the pension, and I'm just as frustrated as everybody else. But by law, I can't just say, okay, now everybody's in a 401k. Until we're 100% funded, and we have a long way to go for that.
Any way that we could cut any of this?
Cut pensions?
Pensions, salaries, when you renegotiate the contracts with the union when that's coming up, is there any way to find a way to try to save money there with these escalating costs?
Well, sure, always. I mean, like, and if you look at some of our union contracts, you'll see that the unions were very reasonable with us for a lot of different contracts. Some of these unions were paying nothing for health care a couple of years ago and now are paying 10, 12, 15% for their health care costs. And that's all negotiated into their contract. Mm-hmm. And as costs rise, everybody needs to pitch in a little more. And we have a good relationship with our unions, and we work with them, and we negotiate in good faith, and we're able to come to those types of things. Obviously, listen, now this is just my proposed budget. County right. Council will be looking at this budget very closely, believe me, extremely closely over these next next 2 months, and County Council will have the final determination as to what the budget will be, as to whether or not we need a tax increase and where the numbers will be for 2019.
Well, any time that a county manager or a county employee with the authority to deal with people's money, you're always in the middle of the eye of the storm. When you're out and about, what do people say to you? What seems to be their main concerns?
I'm lucky. Listen, people are maybe I have that type of face. People are nice to me to my face. some of the comments on the Standard Speaker websites or the web Times Square websites are a lot more a lot less. So I don't read those as much. listen, tell you the truth, people come up to me. What I think that we've done here in Luzerne County is provide a solid form of government that we're accountable and transparent to the people, and I think people appreciate that more than anything else. I mean, listen, not too long ago, 2010, they were walking people out of here in handcuffs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, that
was... We do remember that.
You know, that wasn't that long ago, Rob. I mean, like, and now we have a professional form of government. We have a budget that has actual numbers, real numbers. Go on our new Luzerne County website. You'll see every budget, every position, every contract, every email. You'll see all those things you want to take a look at. We're out there in the public, and people tell me that's what they like about it. Now, people do obviously say, hey, listen, you know, some of these things are nuts, or, you know, it's expensive and that kind of thing. You know, what I hear a lot about is the roads. The county has over 128 miles of roads and over 300 county-owned bridges. So, literally, I have a bridge to sell you if you want a bridge, Rob. You let me know.
Well, somebody just sent me a message saying Domino's Pizza needs to take over the road department in Luzerne County.
Yeah, listen. The roads are one of my biggest frustrations. And, we put an incredible amount of money into these roads in order to keep them up kept. But we have 120 miles of roads. The County Road and Bridge Department used to have 60 guys, 60. On the road and bridge crew. We are now down to just over, I think, 11. I think 60 was too much, and I think 11 is not enough. So we're continually looking to recruit people to help us out there. And, roads are expensive. We're looking to do a 7-mile stretch for a full-depth reclamation early next year. That means all the way down to the bottom, all the way back up, fix the drainage. And that comes out to about $2.1 million, which is almost our entire budget for liquid fuels.
If somebody told me a couple of years ago that if you use the right materials, the good stuff, instead of the junky stuff that, you know, disintegrates 2 days after you put it in, that the average cost to do roads and everything is about $1 million a mile.
Yeah.
Is that about right?
Yeah, that's from what we've seen, and it's extremely expensive, and when you throw everything in there, that's what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. But listen, we're not complaining. We got to fix the roads. There's no way around it, okay? So that's a basic form of government. We have to fix these roads, and they have to be safe and drivable and have, you know, kids are on these roads every single day. My kids are on these roads every single day. People's kids are on these roads every single day. So we have to make sure that they need to be upkept. I am extremely, but we work with the road and bridge crew. They fill potholes everywhere they possibly can. And now we're also talking about enough with the filling potholes here and here and here. What can we do to really truly fix this road? Get down to the bottom and fill it back up to the top and do it the right way. And that's where we're at with the roads. People do talk to me about the roads. That's something that I get a lot.
Yeah, especially when they blow their tires out.
I can't blame them. I can't blame them. 128 miles of roads. None of them are congruous to each other. They're all over the county. I don't know why we own them. It's an ongoing issue.
Okay, this is a proposed budget, and now the county council has to vote on it. Have you talked to any of the council members about it? Any changes they may want to make?
Well, listen, I just presented to them last night. That's our form of government. My job is to set the groundwork, and then now it's up to them. It's the council's budget at this point. They can come in. We have meetings every week now until December 10th. I encourage the public to come to the meetings. Come sit in, look what we're going at. Every division, every department head will be presenting their budget to county council. We're going to go over it line by line. And, I think it's important for people to know what's in there and where we're going with things.
All right. Caller or listener just wants me to ask you about the $6 million loan the city vest into the Hotel Sterling preservation. Where does that stand? Are you going to get that money back?
Well, that was a loan from the community development. Okay. So that wasn't actually county funds. Those were federal funds that were provided to the community development, so it doesn't come from the county taxpayer. If the Sterling property is actually ever renovated.
Yeah.
And we do have something on there in the documentation. Those will meet our job requirement creations by HUD from there. So it all comes down to the job creation in that location. I will tell you this. I drove by today, and there's obviously still parking going on there.
Yeah.
I would love to see the city of Wilkes-Barre really do something with that location.
So would I. David, we're about out of time. I really appreciate spending a half hour. There's a million other questions, and we will get to them from time to time as this budget process continues. But thanks for giving us a half hour.
Sure. Listen, I'm happy to do it, Rob. If there's anything, you let me know. And I encourage people to come out to the hearings coming up.
Absolutely. I mean, it's one thing to put, comments in the newspaper. It's also something to put text messages on a radio station. But if they're really concerned, need to get to the meetings and ask these tough questions.
I agree.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, now.
All right. That is Luzerne County Manager David Petrie.
Oh, oh. Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.